Turn your Bible this morning to Luke chapter 7, the Gospel of Luke, chapter 7. Luke chapter 7. Going to look down with me at verse 41. I want to read these from 41 through 50 this morning in your hearing. Then there was a certain creditor which had two debtors. The one owed 500 pence and the other 50. When they had nothing to pay, he frankly forgave them both. Tell me, therefore, which of them will love him the most? Simon answered and said, I suppose that he to whom he forgave most. And he said unto him, Thou hast rightly judged. And he turned to the woman and said unto Simon, See thou this woman? I entered into thine house, and thou gave me no water for my feet, but she hath washed my feet with tears, and wiped them with the hairs of her head. Thou gavest me no kiss, but this woman, since the time I came in, has not ceased to kiss my feet. My head with oil thou didst not anoint, but this woman hath anointed my feet with ointment. Wherefore I say unto thee, her sins, which are many, are forgiven. For she loved much, but to whom little is forgiven, the same loveth little. And he said unto her, Thy sins are forgiven. And they that sat at meat with him began to say within themselves, Who is this that forgiveth sins also? And he said unto the woman, Thy faith has saved thee. Go in peace. Boy, now you talk about a scripture. You talk about a scripture. Now this is a religious Pharisee. That's our point we want to point out here today. A religious Pharisee, he thought he was somebody, folks. A few years ago, a popular song came out by Jackie DeShannon. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. It's the only thing there's just too little of. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. Not for some, but for everyone. Lord, we don't need another mountain. There are mountains and hillsides enough to climb. There are oceans and rivers enough to cross. Enough to last till the end of time. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. It's the only thing that there's just too little of. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. Not just for some, but for everyone. We need this in the world today. Amen. This is what the world's missing. I don't know how many years ago that song came out. It's not been all that many, has it? Some? Probably 20 or 30 year ago or so? In the 70s, I think. But what the world needs now is love, folks. Can I talk about too little love today? Too little love today. What is love? Think about it. What is love? Someone said it's a strong feeling or constant affection for someone. You know what love is in your heart today? You love a person, a family. Love is, can you explain love? Our soldiers go and die for love, love for the country, love for their families. Policemen, put on a uniform to love, to protect a community. That's what love does. Love is one of the most intense emotions that we can experience as humans. Love causes people to do things you wouldn't believe to help somebody. Let me just say, love is wonderful. I have a nice office here at our church, a real nice office back there. I usually use it just for recording our Bible Time radio and television and for making bulletins. I also have a nice office at my home, thanks to Brother Chavis. And my daughter yesterday and her husband went and washed it, and it looks like a new one. Me and Faye's going to tear down the house and build us a new one so it'll match them two buildings they washed. That's how much they improved those buildings. But I enjoy my building, my office at home. It's nice. But most of my work is done from my recliner in the house. Why? Why? When I got a nice office out here, it's nice. I got a nice office at the house, and I really appreciate my office. But what I do most of my work in my recliner, I like to be next to my wife. That's why. I love to hear her stirring around in the house, doing her work while I'm working. You know, she don't mind me being in the house. At least she never complains about it to me. I'm working on various projects like the bulletin, the newsletters, sermons, financial reports, studying. I'm doing all those things right there in my recliner. Some men might like to get away from their mate, but I don't. I think today there's too little love. We have too much hate and anger and bitterness and spite in our world today. Even families don't get along. It's not only a skin color issue, it's a political issue. Overpowering and controlling others, that's the cause. The cause of it's a sin problem. We've got a sin problem instead of a love problem. I've heard one time in my life someone said, "I love my wife so much I killed her." That was a few years ago. I heard that there in Lumberton. The only comfort I see in all this is we're near the end of the church age, and the judgment of God is on the horizon. That's why there's so much bitterness and hate and strife and division. Sins took over instead of love. We forgot about the commandment to love one another. The first coming of Jesus to get us, He's coming to get us, and I believe it soon. I believe the coming of the Lord is very soon. Things are just snowballing too fast, folks. And people all around have no idea what's going on. They have no idea what's going on. They can't even put out the fires out in California. I mean, when people are constantly shooting at the police, there's something the matter, folks. Our police right now are in as much danger as if they were in the war zone. They are. Someone yesterday morning, they had a Trump parade with cars and trucks. And somebody in a pickup truck with a Trump sign on it and a American flag shot another car with a Trump sign on it. And then they took off. And they hadn't caught them yet, as I know of. They use that as a decoy, a Trump on their truck. Where's love at? Love for the country. Why don't everybody love our country? Look what a country God's give us. It's too little love, folks. Too little love. That's what Jesus said. Too little love. A lot of sin. A lot of sin. All the problems we're having as a nation are revealing the church's spiritual poverty. All you got to do is look around and see the spiritual poverty that's around today. The things of the Lord are not interesting to people. People don't see the need of their soul. People are just satisfied. Leave me alone. Oh, folks, how bad. How bad it is. Jesus tells us about the kind of love He approves of here in Luke. When He was invited by a religious Pharisee. Get this, a religious man. Now you think religious people are loving. That's what you would expect, right? Wouldn't you expect that from a religious person to be loving? That's not the case at all. He invited him to his house for a meal. Jesus, I want you to come and eat with me. Boy, wasn't that nice? Think of this religious Pharisee asking the Lord to eat lunch with him. You know what? It weren't because he loved the Lord. We find out this. He didn't love the Lord. No, that wasn't the reason he asked him. While they were eating, a woman of the street who was known to be very sinful came in and began to weep, and her tears fell on the feet of Jesus. In that day, people could come off the street when they were having a meeting in a house. They could come on in the house and listen too. Back when we were getting so much mail from Ghana years ago, when we were allowed to have that ministry, and we were sending all these cassette recorders and cassette tapes over there to Ghana and Nigeria, and people would come in when they heard that recorder playing. They'd go to them people's houses and fill the house with people, and then they'd get to the winders and hang in the winders to hear those messages. That's what they wrote and said. Something like that's what was happening here. This sinful woman heard that Jesus was there, and she went in to hear too. You know what's the matter today? People don't even want to hear about the Lord. They don't even want to come in and hear about the Lord and what He's got to say. But this woman did. A woman that was known to be very sinful. And when I was growing up, I knew people that was drunks. They wanted to go to church and get saved. They don't want no more. People ever, boy, the church folks is drinking now. In Luke 7:38, look back at it verse, at that verse again. Luke 7:38. Behold, a woman in the city, which was a sinner, when she knew that Jesus sat at meat in the Pharisee's house. You know what? People today, they know that this is the Lord's house and there's something going on. They don't want to come in here. They don't want to come in here. They don't want to get their life interrupted. And she stood at his feet behind him weeping. Back in those days, they lay at a table on their side, reclined, is the way the Bible says. They didn't sit in a chair like you and I. They lay on their side and ate. And she stood down at his feet. And she began to wash his feet with tears. She was just bawling, we would say, squalling. Why? She was so convicted of the way she was living. Are people convicted of the way they're living today? Do you see any evidence of people that are convicted about their sin? People used to go to church just weeping. They come to the altar weeping. There's too little love today, folks. We don't even love our souls no more. The Bible says she cried, and then she got down and wiped his feet with the hairs of her head. You pretty ladies with all your pretty hairdos, think about this woman. Back in them days, I'm sure she had long hair, got down weeping and her tears spilling on his feet. She was taking that long hair of hers to dry his feet. Gracious, folks. Love, folks, was on full display. I'll bet you one thing. I'll bet when we meet the Savior, I'll bet we get out.
Amen. Yes, sir.
We might be spiritual today, praise God. I hope we're all spiritual. Amen. But when we see the Lord, boy, we're going to be full of it, I believe. Amen. I believe we're going to overflow when we see the Lord that would love us sinners so much. That's what she felt when she walked into that house and she saw the Lord there. She was so convicted, and she needed someone to love her, and that there was love emanating from Him, and it would just wash it over her, and she would just squall it. And she got out and began to dry the tears from His feet. It's got the attention of that old religious Pharisee. He began to talk to himself. You ever talk to yourself? Boy, I bless myself out sometime. You ever bless yourself out? Miss Linda says she did. I bless myself out many times. Amen. He began to talk to himself, but Jesus knew what he was thinking. Amen. Jesus knows what we're thinking, folks. Amen. Now look down at verse 39 of chapter 7. And when the Pharisee which had bidden him saw it, he spoke within himself, saying, if this man, if he were a prophet, who have known who and what manner of woman this is that toucheth him, for she's a sinner. Boy, he got to judging Jesus. Because Jesus was paying attention to this old sinful woman. And he was thinking this in his heart. He didn't realize the Lord was reading his heart. That religious Pharisee didn't think he was a sinner. I'm religious. I'm a Pharisee. I'm somebody. Boy, that's the style today, ain't it? I'm somebody. I'm Mr. I'm Mrs. So-and-so. Some began to question if Jesus was really a prophet. Why would he allow such a sinful woman to wipe his feet and dry the tears that had fallen from her eyes with the hairs of her head? Why would he let such a woman do that to him, a holy man? This Pharisee knew Jesus was a holy man. He was different. Jesus turned to and said to Simon, and beginning at verse 48, Jesus began to talk to Simon now. He turned to the woman and said to Simon, he was looking at the woman but talking to Simon. He said, seest thou this woman, Simon? I entered into your house. Thou gavest me no water for my feet. Now, in that day, they supposed to provide water to wash the feet of the people. That was a custom. That was a common custom. He didn't do that. This religious man didn't provide no feet water for Jesus' feet. But you gave me no water for my feet, Simon. But she's washed my feet with tears and wiped them with the hairs of her head. Whew. What a scene. Oh, what a scene. Thou gave me no kiss, but this woman, since the time I came in, hath not ceased to kiss my feet. You know what people say today? I won't say it. They kiss my... Hey, Jesus says she kissed my feet. She's kissing my feet. She's loving my feet. My head with oil you didn't anoint, but this woman has anointed my feet with ointment. You know what? That was expensive ointment. That was a year's wages in ointment there. Wherefore I say unto thee, her sins which are many are forgiven. Woo-wee. That dirty, cheap street woman just got cleaned up and saved and forgiven. And was richer now than that Pharisee. Amen. Amen. Hey, from the Lord there weren't too little love, was there? There was much love, wasn't there? There was much love. Oh, my. Wherefore I say unto thee, her sins which were many are forgiven. For she hath loved much, but to whom little is forgiven. Oh, I won't go any further. Oh, Simon, you didn't show no courtesy. You displayed no love, no respect. But look what this woman has did. Amen. She just walked in off the street and got saved. Praise God. You know, people ought to come in off the highway and get saved, Brother Chavis. They could get saved. A sinner cannot hear a greater word than I'm saved. You're forgiven. I lay in the bed at night. I sit in my recliner. I go about my day, and I constantly think about this. I could be in heaven at any second. And because I know I'm going to heaven by the grace of God. Amen. Amen? Think about that. I know it. It's something I know. It's not something I wish, or I hope. It's a no. And every one of us that has this hope, the day's coming, we're actually going to be there. And we're going to be bowing at His feet. Because He who loved us, we have loved Him. We have loved Him. Action speaks louder than words, church. The Lord knows how much we love Him. You can't hide it, disguise it. He views how we treat Him, and He knows the intents of our hearts. Jesus is not fooled by pretense as the Simon, the Pharisee, attempted to do. Just having Jesus for a meal at his home did not mean he loved Jesus. Just going to church don't mean you love the Lord. Oh, the churches have many of them today. They're not there because they love the Lord. Because a lot of the church is not even preaching much about the Lord. It's an entertainment place. Or a get-together place. Maybe so-and-so will give me a job. Y'all know I'm telling you the truth. Going to church does not necessarily mean one loves Jesus. With Simon, it did not mean he wanted to please Jesus either. But probably he was trying to find some fault in Jesus, like he did with Jesus' approving of this sinful woman's actions. Jesus didn't say a negative thing about that woman. And her sins were so many. Jesus said himself in John chapter 3, he did not come into this world to condemn a single person. Amen. He didn't condemn a single person, and every person he met was a rotten sinner. Amen. He didn't come to condemn us. He came to save us. Praise God. Jesus Christ came to rescue us. Jesus Christ came because He loved us. He didn't come down to find fault with me and with you. And Jesus Christ is not accusing me and you today. Amen. Amen. What a Savior. But there's too little love. There's too little love in this old world. What we have here with Simon and this sinful woman are two different responses people make. One accepts the Lord as he is presented to them. She did. She came just as she was. And when she got there, there was so much love, so much forgiveness in surrounding Jesus. She didn't sense this spirit. You know, have you ever been around somebody you could feel this, some kind of spirit that's not right? You ever been around people like that? You sense it? When an unsaved person goes to a Bible church and hears the gospel concerning the death and the burial and the resurrection of Jesus, who died for the sin, the Holy Spirit begins to work on them. That person can accept or reject the conviction they feel. If they accept and confess Jesus as their Savior, they can be born again and made a child of God right there. On the other hand, another person may feel convicted but reject the Lord as for their own reasons, for whatever reason they want to reject him. I don't believe in God, some say. Not interested, others say. Not today, others say. I'll accept him later on. I'm just not ready yet. That's the way people talk. People don't even hardly offer none of those excuses today. They just don't go and get in that situation. Sometimes it's the most sinful person, though. Listen to me carefully. Sometimes it's the most sinful person who turns out to be the greatest witness for the Lord, because they know what a sinner they were. Remember the madman of the Gerasenes who lived among the tombs? The madman? When the Lord drove the demons out of him, he became a new person. He weren't even the same person. When the Lord drove them out, he had his right mind then. He didn't want to go back to live in the tombs. He wanted to be with Jesus. He was different. He wanted to be with Jesus then. Notice what Jesus said about this sinful woman, though, that we've been talking about. I say unto you, her sins, which are many, are forgiven. You know, when you get saved by the grace of God, God will never mention sin anymore to you. When we go to the judgment bar, sin's not going to be even mentioned. What's going to be mentioned then is how did I serve the Lord? What did I do for the Lord? How we conduct ourselves, how we witness for the Lord by the way we live. Or do we live different? Do we live with the Lord in our hearts in control? There's nothing in this world more wonderful than having your sins forgiven. Nothing. Amen. Amen. All of this world's treasures will pass away, but the person who is saved will live forever in paradise. There's nothing in this world that can compare to all the glory of heaven with the Lord Jesus Christ. Folks, heaven is going to be such a glorious place. You know what? I don't think we're going to focus much on it as much as we're going to focus on the Lord. Amen. But heaven's going to be a glorious place. Oh, my goodness. I wish I knew how to tell you how glorious it's going to be. Paul said he couldn't tell you. Heaven is going to be so much greater than anything this world has. Or even this world has even thought about. Heaven's going to be so much better. Oh, my goodness, folks. If there's anything that's going to be shocking for us, it's when we get to heaven, it is how beautiful and wonderful it's going to be. The peace, the freedom, the liberty, the love, the welcomeness. Oh, my goodness. We're going to enter the environment of love. It's going to be breathtaking. Not only are we going to be surprised at the beauty of heaven, but we will be shocked that we are there for eternity. I'm going to look over at you and say, did you make it too? Amen. Amen. Won't that be something? You know what? We're going to look for some that we thought was going and they're not going to be there. And we're going to find some there that we didn't think would be there. That's going to be the surprise. Oh, listen, folks. Listen to me, folks. I want you to think about entering into heaven and having left a world of crying, pain, heartaches, suffering, and death. You've left all that to be in heaven, to be with somebody that loves you. In this world, you're going to have people trying to take advantage of you. The businessman, he's going to try to take advantage of you. Amen? Hey, everywhere you look today, there's people. All these products, they've raised them prices up to take advantage of you. I was shocked the other day. I went to the drugstore to get some medicine that I used to have to pay. I got a drug plan. But that's not enough. You know, it's like you got Medicare, but that's not enough to pay all your bills. You got to go buy another plan. And my other plan cost me $275 a month just for me to pay that 20%. Good God, if I had to pay all of the 100%. But I went to the drugstore to get my regular medicine. Usually it's $15 extra, I think it is, or something like that. And she looked at me and smiled and said, I said, how much owe you? Not anything. I said, praise God for Trump. Amen. He's cut the prices. You know, he got on them. Amen. Not anything. I said, my good gracious, I can't believe this. I must have died and went to heaven. Ah, my goodness, folks. Turn to Revelation 21. I like for y'all to read this too. Y'all need to read this too. Y'all need to get on the good stuff. Amen? Think about there's too little love in this world. I'm telling you about a world where there's a lot of love at. If you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. In Revelation 21, look down at verse 4. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. You know, we just read where that woman wiped away her tears off the feet of Jesus. Now we find God wiping our tears, folks. Oh, ain't that something? And there shall be no more death, neither sorrow, neither cry, neither shall there be any more pain. For the former things are passed away. I hate to see my wife when she cries. She She's lost some real, we've lost some real close animals recently. I don't cry. I hurt too bad to cry sometimes. I went and bought some spots the other day. Come home and we cooked them. Mr. Meek's supposed to come in there to get him some spots. Because I buy enough from Mr. Meek so he can have him one or two spots. And I always say, Mr. Meek, you want a spot? He can't talk, but he can say. He don't do that now. He's not there. What a ball of love that little animal was. God's going to wipe away our tears and our heartache, church. There's going to be a lot of love in heaven, folks. I want y'all to know there's going to be nothing but love in heaven. Amen. Not going to be any bickering. Amen. You ain't going to get mad at me, disappointed with me like you might today. We're going to be full of love. We're going to be in agreement. And he that sat upon the throne, he's sitting on the throne. Behold, I make all things new. It's going to be different now. It's coming to change. And he said unto me, write. Boy, I like this. He just signed his name to it. For these words are true and faithful. Amen. Old Donald Trump, every time he signs some kind of order, he likes to scribble that out and then turn around and just show it, you know. Hey, God just showed us the final word. There's going to be a lot of love in heaven, and it ain't going to ever end. But there's too little love today, so we need to work on it. The love that's going to envelop all of us will be indescribable. We'll be saturated with the love of God. It'll just be saturating us. His warm, wonderful love. We will never experience or imagine such love. We just can't imagine it. We will never again live in fear or suspense. I find myself living in suspense today. You ride downtown, you better watch out. Keep your doors locked. You can't trust anybody anymore. We live in suspense. There'll never be any doubt, distrust, or suspicion because we are going to live in a land of love. With the one who is love. Amen. We're never again going to feel less than. You ever felt less than? For in heaven we will be in a kingdom of priests. We'll be the bride of Christ. We'll be the sons and daughters of God. Think about that. I was the son of a tenant farmer. In heaven, I'm going to be the son of God. Amen. Amen. I'm going to be the son of God. Amen. I'm going to be a joint heir with Jesus Christ. Everything he owns, I'm going to help and you'll own it. Amen. Amen. Want to be something to have money one day. I don't think we'll have money. I don't know what we'll have, but we're going to have it all, whatever it is. No one in heaven is going to be poor. No one in heaven will be unhappy. Think about that. Nobody won't be unhappy in heaven. No one in heaven will wish they were not there. When I was in the Army, I was always wishing, I wish I weren't here. In heaven, you won't wish you weren't there. You'll be praising God. Praise God, He saved me. I believe when we get to heaven, we'll finally realize what an awful sinner we were. Amen. Amen. Jesus told us that our trademark as one of His children is, listen to this, what's the trademark of one of God's children? Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Love. We got too little love. We're supposed to love one another. And I tell you what, there's so many in the churches today, there's so much division and spite. I guess even hate in churches where there's supposed to be love. Togetherness. Working for the same thing. Jesus Christ, folks. We're supposed to be working for Jesus. It's not my way. It's not my church.
It's His church. Amen. He died for
it. I didn't have the money to build His church. Somehow the money come in, but it weren't mine. Just a little bit, but what I had was the Lord's. Amen. And those that gave it was the Lord's too. There's very real love in this world. But we have lots of bitterness, spite, anger, and hate all around us. People don't even know you see it. You can see the hate in their eyes. They don't even know you. That police officer, they say, got shot. When was it, last night? This morning, whenever it was, whoever shot that man probably didn't even know that man. Probably never met him. Hate. Too little love. John 13:35. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another. You're a child of God, we ought to have love for one another. Amen. Galatians 5:15. But if ye bite and devour one another, take heed that ye be not consumed one of another, Paul said to the church at Galatia. Bite and devour. It's going on in the churches today. And this is what's happening even now in our churches. Love. Let's practice love, loving one another. Let's pray for one another.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Let's support one another.
Amen.
Let's all work together to get out the gospel so others can know the love of God and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And may God speak to hearts. Let's have more love. The way of the world is too little. Let us love one another. Let's love the Lord. If we really love the Lord, we'll love one another.
Amen.
Lord, thank you for this time. Thank you for the Word of God. Challenge our hearts. Lord, thank you for this story in the Bible about this sinful woman that saw what a sinful woman she was. And she bowed at the feet of Jesus and washed His feet with her tears and dried them with the hairs of her head. And she got the best news under heaven. Thy sins are forgiven thee. Thank you, Lord, one day you forgave us. You saved us. Thank you one day, Lord, you're going to bring us to live with you forever. And we thank and praise you and love you in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. May the Lord speak to hearts. If you come to the altar today, you're invited. Talk to the Lord. Thank the Lord. Praise the Lord. Ask the Lord to bless us here at the church in doing his work.